Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Charles Davis, audio from Fox. Welcome back in to the McNeil and Parkin Show. One of my favorite football analysts in the game. He does a great job on the Fox broadcast with Kevin Burkhardt. You can see his work, the NFL Network, NFL Draft, the Madden franchise. This guy is everywhere. You can follow him on Twitter at CFD22. And Charles Davis joins us now on the McNeil and Parkin Show, and he's doing some work with X-Tech shoulder pads. Use the promo code DRAFT at xtechpads.com for 10% off your pad order. Cool shoulder pads, Charles? Thank you for the time. Is that what this is?
Yeah, these are not just cool shoulder pads. They're the shoulder pads of what I call now and the future. They're the ones that everyone needs to get in because you guys know how the game's going. I mean, you follow as close as anyone. What was the latest rule that college football had? You can call fair catch on the kickoff now, right? And bring the ball out to the 25 if you catch in the field of play from the 25 in.
Yep.
They're doing everything to take the kickoff out of the game without taking the kickoff out of the game. Why? Head injuries. Right, they're worried about concussions. It's the biggest play that we have with people running 40 yards and running into each other full force. Well, I'm not here to dispute people wanting to be safer, right, be smarter about how we play. But if that's where we're headed, because we're also doing it with the new rule in the NFL about dropping your head when you're running the ball, that means the shoulder is going to be a bigger part of the game. And the guys I work with, Bob Broderick, Teddy Monica, who founded the X-Tech company, they saw the future before we did. They saw this coming and said, shoulders are going to be huge, guys. We got to get better shoulder pads. So they got together and got a partnership and design, exclusive partnership with XRD Military Grade Foam, which does a great job of dispersing on contact. So all the hit, you're not taking it in one spot. It disperses it. You don't feel it the same way. Lightweight, they don't absorb water. Remember when we were kids and after football practice, your pads weighed 10 pounds more because of all the sweat in them? Not anymore, not with these pads. Look, great players are wearing them. Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Odell Beckham. Guys coming into the draft are wearing them like Josh Rosen and Josh Allen. Kids who are in high school are going to their colleges and saying, I want to wear this pad when I come in because kids have already locked into it. And I'm not just saying it as a person who's endorsing them, guys. I had a son who played high school football. I put him in X-Tech pads his senior year when he had a bad shoulder. Everything went great. I wouldn't put him in anything else if he had continued to play ball. And I tell everyone I talk to, this is the pad that you want. This is the one that you need to get. I'm telling you, Bob Broderick and Teddy Monica saw it before we did, and now it's here.
He's Charles Davis. It's xtechpads.com. Use the promo code DRAFT for 10% off your pad order. Let's start with the simplest question, Charles, ahead of the Bears having the 8th pick. Is this a good draft?
I think it is. I think it's a good draft through and through. Like any draft, there are positions where you feel like there's a plethora, and there are positions where you feel like, ooh, I better get one of those guys early if you're thinking they all pan out and have the impact. Now, we all know that guys have bigger impact later in the draft, but guys who walk around and take bows for that more so than anything else are just going on borrowed time, because a lot of that is fortune, isn't it? A lot of that is you didn't see it earlier. It's kind of like the Patriots. Well, we recognize Tom Brady. Well, you passed on him 5 times before you took him. Okay?
Right.
So did you really see it, or was it just time to make a – you know where I'm going with that. So trying to get this draft right is always difficult for everyone, but I think that there's some positions, plenty of players, other positions like edge pass rusher, if you're thinking that this is a deep draft for that, I don't think that you're looking at it the right way. So that's just my own opinion.
The Bears are sitting there at 8, Charles, and they could use a pass rusher.
Yep. Well, look, at 8, you would think that Bradley Chubb from North Carolina State, who I think by consensus is the best pass rusher in the draft, you would think that he's not going to be there. So that leads you to, if you decide you're going to take an edge pass rusher there, okay, you're going to run to the board, you know, we're up to the podium, we're taking an edge rusher. You're probably picking between Marcus Davenport, UTSA, or you're picking between or Harold Landry from Boston College. Davenport, I think people would be able to kind of get their arms around taking him at eight. I think if you took Landry at eight, people would probably have an arched eyebrow because he didn't have a 2017 that equaled 2016 for various reasons. Over time, could Landry be better? Yeah, he could be. But Davenport's a bigger guy. He's got more frame. I think he's going to fill out a little bit more. And my best comp for him is Ziggy Ansah. With more experience on the college level, Ziggy didn't have that at all. You were taking a real leap on Ziggy, and Ziggy went to the top 10, and he's been in double-digit sacks two of the last three seasons. The season he wasn't, he had a bad ankle most of the year. So that's what you're looking for. That's what you would have if you're going to take someone at eight. Personally, I don't know that the Bears will go there. I think that at eight, if Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, is still sitting there, I feel like that's where they will go because you have to take care of your number one commodity, and now is time to really get your arms around taking care of Mitchell Trubisky. You got to keep him upright, keep him from getting hit. And by the way, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen would wave their hands and go, "We'll take him. We're good."
Charles, how good does a guard need to be to justify the investment of the eighth overall pick?
You need to be at the level, or think you're at the level of close to the level of Nelson, and you also have to have things kind of conspire for you in the draft. It wasn't too many drafts ago that we took a lot of guards in the top 10, top 15, remember? Jonathan Cooper, you remember that?
Right, no, I know, but like
Chance Warmack, like, all of that. But the reason they went so high is the rest of the draft wasn't up to snuff. In this case, this kid is maybe the second best ball player in the draft, depending on some draft rooms. That's why he's justified going this high.
Because I've been saying that he's got to be Zach Martin. Like, Pro Bowls aren't good enough. He's got to be best in his position.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree. And if you take one that high, that's what you've got. But I will tell you that if you go through the 32 teams, I think almost all 32, if not all 32, will tell you that they've got him rated as an all-pro level potential guard.
Yeah, this guy's ready to go right now. Right, Charles?
That he's ready to go. He was trained very well by the guy who's now your offensive line coach.
Yep.
So that doesn't hurt at all. But just think of it this way, and this is the way I look at it. I don't know how Matt Nagy and Mark Helfrich and crew are going to look at it, but I see if you're able to somehow get Nelson, now you put White, to me, a White hair play center. I put him back there, and I leave him there for the long haul. I'm getting Kyle Long back off for the surgeries, and I plug this other kid in at the other guard. Now you've got your tackles already in place, but that middle gut pressure that quarterbacks hate gets tamped down by those three, and you run the ball even better with Cohen and Jordan.
Charles Davis from the NFL on Fox and the NFL Network is our guest talking NFL draft, which is 10 days away. He's with us on behalf of xtechpads.com. Use the promo code DRAFT for 10% off your pad order. Let's assume for the sake of argument that Chubb is the best defensive player in the draft. Who's the second best?
Great argument will break out for you because you've got two linebackers that I think are really good, and I think a lot of people do as well. Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, who's probably 6'4", 6'5", 250, 255, but he's 19 years old, about to be 20. So there's still some growth there. And then there's Roquan Smith, who the whole country got to see on the run to the national championship game, playing an inside linebacker, looking undersized. But when we watch the NFL today, you see the Atlanta linebackers, right? You see the Seattle linebackers. You see guys. You don't see a ton of bulk all the time. And he does compare favorably. You know, Tampa Bay's Quan Alexander, Deion Jones from Atlanta. He compares to those guys who can outrun a lot of things and still smack you. So those are two of the better defenders that you're talking about. Go to cornerback position. I think the kid from Ohio State, Denzel Ward's the best corner. The safeties are going to be between Minka Fitzpatrick at Alabama and Derwin James of Florida State. And we already talked about Chubb being the best pass rusher, which is the guy who affects the game the most.
So give me the name. Like Charles Davis says, because I'm of the belief that the Bears should take a defensive player, best player available on defense, because their defense is the closest thing on the team to being great. And if they got an impact player, whether it was pass rush or secondary, that's what could take them from the 12th best defense in the NFL to a top five or six defense. So do you have one name that you'd be willing to give me for the Bears there?
Yeah, because I don't think Chubb will be there for you. So I would give you Denzel Ward to give him Ohio State.
Okay.
They've turned into a factory of corners. I guess you guys have kind of noticed these guys are coming into the league and producing at a high level quickly. Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. The interesting thing is most of them are one-year starters at Ohio State and coming out early. So they got great coaching there. They adapt very quickly. This kid's running, you know, 4.3, 4.4. He will hit you. Okay, he's not going to – I mean, he's 180-something pounds, so he's not going to totally blow you up. But he's a willing tackler who will put his body out there, and he's got an excellent ball skill. So that's where I would go if I couldn't get the pass rusher, because I would struggle to take Davenport at 8 because I think you're getting Floyd back anyway. So I would more likely go with the corner.
What were your impressions of Trubisky in his first year on the job?
I heard you play that thing. I believe that was from the season opener, wasn't it?
Yep, against the Falcons. Yep.
And then Tariq announced his presence with authority, as Nuke LaLoosh would say.
Mm-hmm.
I was on record during your preseason game at Tennessee that he should start game one right out of the gate. I just didn't – I'm not a big believer if I'm taking a quarterback that high that I'm going to sit him and have him watch when the person ahead of him is clearly not better. And that's how I felt in the beginning. And you have to understand, I'm a monster Mike Glennon fan. I've known Mike for years. I'm talking about how I would evaluate him as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm taking a kid at 2, I would have spent the entire offseason doing everything possible to get him ready to go and be my starter. And he looked like the starter. And they still chose to go with Mike Glennon. That was up to them. Different regime, different crew. To me, it was just lost time in him in his development. I like his moxie. I like his toughness. I like his seriousness about the game. It means something to him in a huge way. And we say this all the time, but I'm all in on this kid feeling that way, first in the building, last out at night. I think that he's got all the tools you're looking for in playing the position. And I think getting Mark Helfrich and Matt Nagy will be a boon to his development, because they will bring some of the stuff he did in North Carolina right to him and then expand on that. That's how Dak Prescott developed in Dallas. They went to Mississippi State stuff, developed the rest of it, and continue to develop it as you go. These staffs that meet these quarterbacks halfway are the smartest staffs in the league, and I think that this staff will do that for this young man. I think that he's got a chance to be a heck of a player.
So when you add that in, the coaching staff changes to Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, and Trey Burton, the big offensive playmaker acquisitions. What's realistic for the Bears this year, Charles?
Well, it's going to come down to that offensive line, guys. It's going to come down to, can Kyle Long be healthy for 16 and be the Kyle Long we've seen before? You know, can you get white hair where he only has to play one position and not two or three within a ball game? If you do that, I think that this is a team that's now going to press towards 8 wins. Okay, I think that they're going to make that move. One of the best moves ever was Vic Fangio staying to run the defense. You know, it's the stuff that we'll talk about more and more when the season comes in. But right now, with the draft going on, everything else, we don't talk about it. But those defensive guys love playing for him. And they played better on defense than really what you saw on paper. You know, when you put the numbers down and the names down, they gave themselves chances to win games they probably shouldn't have been in. There were some times when it didn't go as well. Like I did the Philadelphia game, but I don't know how much of that was the defense as much as it was the offense just kind of imploding on them that day.
Charles, as we sit here on the 16th of April today, which team in the NFC North do you respect the most?
In the North?
Yep.
Respect the most, meaning I think is the best?
Yeah, sure.
Minnesota, I mean, until further notice, they've pushed all their chips to the middle of the table, haven't they? I'm not a great poker player, and if the buy-in's over $1, I'm not sitting down at the table, okay?
Come on. But, you got that Madden money now.
Yeah, that, and I'd like to keep it. If I sat down at the table, it'd be gone in a heartbeat. You guys would have it. So, but they pushed their chips into the middle with the acquisition of Cousins. The defense is pretty well intact. You know, they continue to make their development and investment in this ball club. Brand-new facility is opened up. But they also have on the back end contracts where that bill's going to come due in a year or two. So they got to get it done, and they know the urgency. And by the way that season ended for them, that should be a great motivating factor for them going forward. I've got Minnesota. Green Bay is going to be an interesting mix this year, isn't it? to see with the new coaching staff, all the changes, brand new quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers, and it's one that I'm not sure he wanted, okay? And it's a guy that's been around the league in a number of different places. I'm eager to see what that mesh is going to be and see how it works out. And Detroit, I think that Bob Quinn, the GM, is very, very excited to have Matt Patricia. I think this is a person he's very comfortable with and in a sense probably has wanted for the last couple of years to begin with. So your division is a fun one to watch, and it's very interesting, and it's a great slugfest. But I just tell people all the time, the thing that I always admired about Chicago even last year was they were in some games that I didn't expect them to be in, and then other times they got away from them, but they just didn't have enough tools and they weren't equipped for it.
Charles Davis from the NFL on Fox and the NFL Network is our guest on behalf of xtechpads.com. Use the promo code DRAFT for 10% off your pad order. Is it going to be a three-man booth with you, Burkhart, and Jay Cutler this year, Charles?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know anything about what Jay's doing now. I haven't heard anyone say anything about Jay potentially being with us this year. You know, I'm a worker bee. They'll tell me when the time comes, but I don't anticipate that. I anticipate it being me and Kevin, and we'll see what else happens. You know, there are a lot of other names that are being kicked around as well this year, so we'll see how it goes. You know, I've heard about a number of guys who are still out there that they may get. Peyton Manning obviously is not coming based on all reports now. Joe and Troy look like they're going to handle Thursday nights as from appearances. And again, no one's told me. But who knows who else might pop up. There's always different guys out there wanting one of those spots. I just hope I get to keep mine.
Like you said, you're the worker bee. I think you'll be okay. Were you in on those auditions with Jay? Because that was always an interesting thing for us, like the idea that he would transition to be a game caller and a member of the media. It seemed a little bizarre to a lot of us.
Yeah, I was not in on any of the auditions. We did come together as a group because before Jay went to the Dolphins, of course, he was full speed with us. So we actually all went to Nashville, our group, our team, and spent some time with him there and started walking through, you know, kind of the mechanics of it, you know, for lack of a better word, kind of TV 101, just to try and kind of get up to speed. This is kind of what we do. And a lot of it is what goes around the broadcast. It's not necessarily the broadcast itself, because it's kind of like, Jay, what you think of that play? And he'll tell you. That's, in some ways, for new guys, the easiest part. The other part is the unknown. When do I get to town? What do we do when we get there? You know, when do we meet with teams? What are those meetings like? You know, all those things, those mechanics that go with it, you pick up on them pretty quickly. But once you got to get through the unknown before you can settle down to the brass tacks, and that's what we were trying to do before, of course, you get that great offer from Miami, and I couldn't blame him for going to play.
Yeah, no, I mean, it paid a little better, I imagine.
It I don't know what his contract was with Fox, but I'm just guessing that the Miami offer was a little bit, there's a few more dollars in that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go play, and like I've told a lot of people, I was never good enough to be in the NFL. But if I'd had the chance, and when guys talk about, you know, when they want to retire, play till you're done, because you're not going to find another job like that. You're probably not going to find very many jobs where it's going to pay better. Play till you're done. And that's what Jay was trying to do. And in a sense, he doesn't talk about it. I'll just say it. Last year was a chance to maybe change some of his legacy. And unfortunately, that didn't work out because the Dolphins didn't make the playoffs.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Actually, on that note, speaking of like legacy and the idea of like a quarterback caring, you said you love the Trubisky seems to really care a lot. That was obviously the question with Jay. I can't get enough of this Josh Rosen story. The idea that he might be too smart to be drafted. It's so counterintuitive. What do you make of Josh Rosen and the idea that he has too many interests or is too smart?
I think that it's an old school way of looking at players that is rapidly leaving us. And what I mean by that is, if you think back to the good old, look, I'm 53, okay? So if I go back to my high school days, my college days, there's a lot more we get to rule almost ruthlessly, okay? And I'm not saying they were bunching us or dope, but I'm just saying the head coach's word was law, and that was it. And you weren't questioning much. But we're in a whole different time frame. And I think the league is changing as well with the type of coaches you have, because the old school coaches who don't expect to be questioned, there aren't many of them left, because you just can't work with the athletes of today. And when people talk about, well, you know, he asked why, and that, like, that's a negative. Peyton Manning asked why. Drew Brees asked why. Tom Brady asked why. You better tell them why. because they may have some ideas about how to do it even better or in a different way. That's how you have to challenge these guys. So the idea that you're worried about challenging Josh and this, that, and everything, well, if a team doesn't have coaches ready to challenge him, that team's not going to be very good anyway. That means they did a lousy job of selecting their coaches. So to me, it's an overblown story in that aspect. But, yeah, the kid's got other interests. Who doesn't in this day and age? I've got a 20-year-old son whose interests vary bigger than mine did. Mine were at the age of 20. When I was at 20, when I was 20 and I was in college, it was football, it was going to class, and it was the young ladies on campus. And I bet you can guess the order. Okay?
Yeah.
These kids nowadays, they have all of that plus a million other things. Because remember, nowadays these kids are used to living their life on stage, and they're very comfortable with it. We didn't want to live our lives on stage. If we got noticed too much, we got called out by elders. Oh, mister, you got to show yourself all the time. These kids, it's Instagram, right? It's Snapchat, right? It's Twitter. They'll post a video of anything, and that's what scares you as a parent. They're very comfortable with all of that. So, yeah, these kids are going to be different.
We know that of those three, class was third, but do the co-eds or the football rank first? I can't decide, Jared. I mean, you were at UT. You were at Tennessee. That's pretty good.
Depending on who was in front of me at the time. If the coaches were in front of me, it was football.
Got it.
If the coaches weren't in front of me, are you kidding me?
So the co-eds is the answer.
Maybe I have my answer why I never made the NFL. Maybe I learned.
Well, Charles, don't be a stranger. We enjoyed it. Follow him on Twitter at CFD22, the NFL Network, NFL on Fox, and xtechpads.com. I've never heard anyone speak as passionately about shoulder pads as you did earlier.
I'm just going to tell you that, it sounds, always sounds like a line. I'm all in on this because the game is changing. And Bob and Teddy got out ahead of it, and shoulders are going to be a crucial part of the game going forward. So I want everybody to be protected so we have those guys out there every Sunday.
The promo code is DRAFT for 10% off at xtechpads.com. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Charles.
All right, that's Charles Davis from Fox. The segment brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Those are the smaller shoulder pads, too, the ones he's selling us today. Smaller ones. We don't want our audience out there buying the Christian Okoye models.
No.
With the big oversized pads.
Nigerian nightmare. Can't do that. I'm shoulder pad talked out. And I love football as much as the next guy, but he was talking about those like it was greatest thing since sliced bread.
To him, it is.
To him, it is.
Those are good pads.
Those are the best. The best pads anywhere. Joe and Tony or whoever, he said they're out in front of it on the whole shoulder pad thing. Okay. Whatever that means. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score. Thank you, Kevin Zipak. This is McNeil and Parkins, brought to you by Tomorrow Sleep, a new Tomorrow hybrid mattress crafted by the experts at Serta Simmons. Visit gettomorrowsleep.com. Use code TRAFFIC3 for $200 off when you spend $500 or more. So what did you do this weekend with no baseball in your life?
I watched a little bit of hockey. There's playoff hockey. Columbus Blue Jackets in Fuego.
Oh, yeah. Tanny's favorite.
Oh, my God, Max, those Blue Jackets.
They're so blue.
Greasy goals galore. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Artemi Panarin, new life.
The bread man.
They send the Capitals. Well, they're going with them. They're going back to Washington down 0-2.
Yeah?
Yep.
Caps?
Columbus. They're going back to Columbus down 0-2. Correct.
Wait a second. I'm the expert here.
Sorry.
Let's look that up.
They're going to Washington. The Capitals are trailing the series 2-0.
Correct, but don't the Caps have home ice advantage, as they call it in hockey?
I don't know. Whatever. I was told there'd be no quiz today on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Do I have it wrong?
I go to Tanny for my hockey analysis.
Obviously, that's where we need to go.
Honestly, yeah, okay. All right, sounds good. So you watched a couple hockey games that you didn't know what city was being played in.
Sounds good. You went to go to the movies?
I saw a movie with Patrick. Yeah, dog movie, Isle of Dogs, which is...
Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
Mac, I'm curious to hear your review of this, because we were talking about going this weekend, but we thought maybe it would be a little too, like, you know, advanced for a three-year-old. We thought maybe it wouldn't be cutesy enough. Like, she wouldn't be
probably
really...
Probably not. Probably.
Kind of meta, yeah, you know?
Yeah, probably not yet.
I'm not familiar with Isle of Dogs.
It's not for you.
Okay.
And it's not for Tanny's daughter. And it wasn't really for me. I fell asleep during it.
Oh, no. Is Patrick...
It's like watching a White Sox game all over again.
Gotcha. Hang up a zero in the middle of the theater.
Just for tradition, this is what I should be doing.
Like 16 minutes or so, they just put another one up.
Does Patrick get mad if you guys go to the theater together and then you fall asleep?
No, he couldn't care less.
I used to hold it against my parents. Like, come on, you're taking me to see a kid's movie.
No,
stay awake.
He couldn't care. I don't even think he noticed. You know,
oh, okay.
As long as he has his snacks,
yeah,
he's covered.
Like when my wife and I are watching a show together and then she checks her phone. She's like, well, you always check your phone during the sporting event. I'm like, I know, but I'm getting on Twitter and that like augments the sporting event. And it's but look, when we're watching Billions together or we're watching Shameless and then you check Instagram, the whole point of watching a show together is so we can like, you know, talk about the episode experience together. And then I'll have to either rewind or I'll be like, did you see that? Or she'll ask me a question about it. So I like an attentive audience. She gets very upset.
When you're sharing something together.
We're sharing something
nice
together. Yeah. Like, let's be locked in. This is not phone time.
See, Patrick's autism precludes him from that, I guess you would call it, human element of
like the awareness,
being selfish with his time.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't notice.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Because you guys you go to the movies all the time, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, the movies on demand... I just got Molly's Game, watched it, degenerate poker movie.
I'm a Jessica Chastain guy, so that sounds like it's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, she was great. I love Sorkin, too. I know the criticism is that it's not like realistic dialogue. I'm like, it's okay. I suspend belief for a ton of things more ridiculous than dialogue. When I go, right? You know, you watch Game of Thrones, there's dragons and all sorts of crazy stuff going on. So I'm willing to believe, like, yeah, okay, these characters, these human beings do not really speak this way, but it moves the story along quite nicely.
Well, the show didn't have a ton of great offerings this weekend as well. It was just the weather that accompanied baseball seemed to be everywhere. You could not get out of the line of fire of bad weather, which precludes you from doing anything. If you're a homeowner, it keeps you from getting out and doing the yard work, which I'm not in any real hurry to get at, but there's a ton of things that need to be gotten to.
That's pretty high up in my list of why I don't want to own a home.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that's you. You like to live in a filing cabinet, right? Way up high. What are you, 30,
you know,
35 floors above Michigan Avenue?
No, come on. I'm out there. I am on the fifth floor.
Oh,
fifth floor of five.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Out there in Lincoln Park area. It's nice, but no responsibility. I don't have to do anything for my place.
That's perfect for you.
It really is. I honestly, this is embarrassing, but we have this like a light fixture in the kitchen, and I rent. I don't own yet. I'll call Hochberg eventually, but I legitimately couldn't figure out how to get the light bulb out of the light fixture.
You want to move?
So I called the maintenance guy.
Oh,
I was up there with
no.
I swear to God, I was up there and I was looking for it and I couldn't figure it out. Oh. It didn't come out. And in fairness, there was something broke with it. He needed to use like a little screwdriver thing to like pry the light bulb.
Those are tools, yes.
Yeah.
You should have some.
Yeah. I didn't want to take a screwdriver to a light fixture in a place I don't own. And so I was like, this is ridiculous. I've changed light bulbs before, but I can't do much else around the
house.
How
long have you been there?
I just signed, since I moved back.
Okay.
So
you changed your furnace filters yet? You know, they don't change themselves.
Furnace filter. I don't think so.
Humidifier pads?
No, I don't know. I put something in the AC. Is that also the furnace? Is that the same filter?
What did you put in the AC?
There was some sort of filter. some sort of device that I placed in there.
It's knuckleheaded.
Yeah. Well, what else do I need to do? I don't need to do anything. It's great.
It sounds like you got it all figured out now that you got that light bulb fixed.
Guy came over, he replaced the fixture.
You can call yourself a handyman now.
That's right. Listen, it's not 1942 anymore. Like, if I get a flat tire, I call AAA. If I have an issue, I call a buddy
who's
smarter than me.
Yeah.
you know, I got limitations. Smarter than I. I got strengths. I got weaknesses. I'm self-aware enough to know my weaknesses.
We have to know our weaknesses.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. When in doubt, call somebody from the phone book. What used to be the phone book.
Yes. Use Google. YouTube. Yes. An invaluable tool.
No question.
To teach me how to do things. All the time. I'm learning, Mac. I'm going to be a man because of YouTube. It's going to teach me how to do all sorts of stuff that my dad didn't teach me. My dad was an Eagle Scout, too. He's like, I'm so embarrassed that you can't do X, Y, or Z. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm good at other things. You should have taught me how to do it, but I can't. It's fine. You should come over.
Did you have a good weekend?
The lights are fantastic. Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, I went, you know, the Spiegel wedding, watched Molly's game, watched Shameless. Stayed inside the vast majority of the weekend. Oh, we went out to a new restaurant downtown that I never tried before. Had some Eastern European food.
Yeah.
It was fine. I'd prefer American food, frankly. Not the most adventurous eater in that way. But, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, you're a burger and fries guy.
Love the burger and fries. I mean, sushi, seafood is great. Meat and potatoes. But, like, it was all sorts of stuff that I had never, you know. Like the charcuterie board had stuff on it that I never heard of before. It was good.
So that was a downer?
It was lovely. It was a lovely meal.
Father, the charcuterie board has items with which I'm not familiar.
It's far subpar for what I used to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I'm saying, just say, give me a normal, give me some meat, some cheeses.
Daddy.
I don't know what these other things are
What
on
is
here.
This stringy, salty meat on my charcuterie board?
Exactly right. Got an expectation of a charcuterie board. And this is a little subpar.
When I ask for antipasto, it's what I want.
And? I see no problem with what you're throwing out there at me. Yeah, that's exactly right. Speaking of the weather, by the way, I got a weather thought that I'm going to run by you. As it relates to sports and also our profession. I was practicing this on Shep before the show. I would argue that I've identified the most overpaid profession in our industry or any industry, and it's appropriate right now. I want to talk to you about this as it relates to baseball and other things. You'll understand where I'm going with it coming up on the score. Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score, where we haven't had a lot of baseball to talk about because the weather has been abnormally cold for the month of April. We have already had a record since the year 2000 of baseball games played at 40 degrees or colder, that according to our guy Scott in Davenport. So, that would be an abnormal occurrence of weather, which would make it news. But I've always had this belief. I hate talking about the weather, Mac. It's, like, to me, the most banal form of conversation, and it is the single biggest disagreement that I have with my wife, which is why we're in pretty good shape, because she loves talking about the weather, and I can't stand it, because we work inside. As we just discussed, I'm not a farmer. Uh-huh. I'm not working outside. Like I get it, but like it has very little effect on my day to day. Right, I wake up inside. I go into a garage. I come to work. I'm inside. I go home. I go, you know, I mean, inside all the time. If I look outside and it's nice, that's when I go outside. We have smartphones that tell us the weather. So I ask you, why in 2018, when we have the Weather Channel and we have smartphones that tell us all of the weather from the same National Weather Service that Skilling and all the guys on the news are, why are they making $1 million a year to tell us the 7-day forecast when we all have that on our phones?
It's a nonsense. Great question.
It's nonsense. And I'll tell you why. The only reason is because a bunch of people are sheep. Like, because it's like, oh, it's how it's always been. Oh, it makes money for the local news. News is supposed to be events that are abnormal or like extraordinary, right? Like no one's on the news like, I commuted home from work safely today. If there was a car crash on the Dan Ryan that backed up like
no, but if Tracy Butler stands there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she does mornings. I don't know if she would be doing the afternoon.
Yeah.
And says, we're expecting really bad snow tonight. That's going to affect a lot of people.
That's news. If it's really bad snow, that's news. If there's a hurricane, that's news. If there's a tornado or an earthquake or a monsoon or unseasonably or the Cubs game gets rained out or it affects traffic, that's news. But when it's 64 degrees with a little breeze off the lake, the weather should not be in the news. It should not. That is not news. That is just the weather.
I think the ideology that that's the way it's always been done probably rings true here. That doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
But it's the way it's been done forever.
It just gets like, what? Why would a weatherman or woman in San Diego make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year?
San Diego.
Oh, the 7-day forecast is it's going to be a high of 70 degrees and a low of 68 degrees with winds 5 to 7 miles per hour off of the Pacific Ocean, like every day. There should not be a weatherman in San Diego, except when there's big news. It's
like when
ridiculous.
It gets below 50.
A couple times a year. If there's a frost, there's a weird frost that comes in. If there's some sort of intergalactic event that is going to lead to like a tidal wave crashing on the shores, then it should be wall-to-wall coverage. Like, I'm not saying that there's never events where weather is news. Today, the weather was news, so it should be on the news. Most days, the weather is, in fact, not news. Do you enjoy talking about the weather?
I don't have the same disdain you have for
it. I hate it.
I'm much more tolerant of your wife, as a matter of fact. And I've yet to spend any time with your wife, but I'm already more tolerant of her than you are.
Here's how every conversation about the weather goes. What's the weather like outside? Oh, I don't know. Have you been outside? Yeah, it's a little cold. Oh, okay. That's every conversation. We wear jeans and
sweatshirts. You know the worst part of weather? When weather leads to conversations about commute times, that's...
No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah. So stop.
I live 30 miles from work.
Yeah.
I'm going to have bad commutes. I've accepted that. I try not to wring hands over it and get all upset about it, but occasionally I do, but I usually don't take it out on other people and give them a turn-by-turn description of my nightmarish commute. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, traffic sucked. It was an hour and 20 minutes to get home. Yeah. That's all it needed to be said.
That's it. That's all there is to it. Oh, and you know
Short conversation.
You know how I know it's raining? I have eyes.
I'm wet.
I'm wet. I don't need it. I don't need an umbrella. I don't need a weatherman. I got eyes, and I got a smartphone.
Just get him better meats on that charcuterie tray next time.
That's right. In my America, in my world, charcuterie trays will have exactly what they're intended to have, and no one will ever talk about
the weather. I want nothing but the finest meats and cheeses in the land.
That's amen. Amen. That line was about me, inspired by me. Yeah, my wife's crazy about the weather. But now I would say it's ruining our baseball season. So I would suppose it's news now.
It's not ruined it. It's just put a temporary hold on it.
Yeah, it's ruined the beginning of our baseball season.
At least Cubs fans haven't had to endure.
Have you guys
what White
seen
Sox
the
fans
news
been...
from Oakland? By the way, speaking of baseball being ruined,
no. What
the
happened?
Sox travel as far west as just about possible from Minnesota and get greeted with a tarp on the field currently in Oakland.
No.
Yes, hailing and raining out in Oakland this afternoon. They do expect
the 4 hours away, though. 4 hours away, but the tarp is there currently.
Do you think the White Sox will play 162 games this year at some point?
So here's the question. If they don't get started on time, who stays up for the White Sox tonight? Danny? Mr. White Sox?
I mean,
it's you and me, bud.
When you have a kid, it's already rough enough. Those 9 o'clock starts are already pretty rough. But if you're talking later than that, I'm sorry. I'll watch the condensed game in the morning if the box score shows it's worth it.
Yeah. Maybe. You'll maybe watch the condensed game in the morning. All right, so more overpaid. Skip Bayless at $6 million per year or every weather person in the country?
Boy, that's a really good question. I'm going to go with Skip.
Okay.
I think he'd be disappointed in me if I didn't pick him.
Yeah, that is definitely true. I'm going with weather people. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.